First of all,
this is the BS Report with Bill Simmons.
It might be cool, I don't know. And if it's not, I don't care.
The BS Report with Bill Simmons.
Bill Simmons works for ESPN. He's also named the sports guy, and he writes a comical sports column. He must be a popular dude.
The BS Report.
It's got a real dirty sound, like a rusty steak knife cutting through a well-aged steak.
Now.
Here's Bill Simmons.
Welcome to the BS Report, back for the second year by popular demand or unpopular demand. I don't know what you would say for that, but Cousin Sal from Jimmy Kimmel Live. We're going to go through the lines every week, and the game that we do here is Sal guesses the lines independently on his own, and then he reads me the matchups. I try to guess the line for each game, and then at the end, we try to figure out who did better. Sal, how you feeling?
What's happening, Bill? Yeah, I think this game means a lot more to us than it does anyone else, but...
Oh, I would say a lot is an understatement.
Bill and I were out till 2 in the morning yesterday, just scanning our fantasy grid. We had a draft.
We had a draft last night, our West Coast fantasy draft.
It's just the best. And my cousin Jimmy walked by us with disgust on his face. And actually, he made a good point. I never thought of it. He said, do you guys ever put as much time into anything else that's worth more? Like...
Worth less?
Would you put 3 months into buying a house with all that paperwork or a car or anything?
Mm.
The answer is unequivocally no. No way.
I know. I've let my American Express bill lapse for the last 2 months, but somehow I had a top 150 for this draft.
It's insane, isn't it? It really
the
is.
The one thing I really didn't appreciate was our curmudgeonly friend Brad,
yeah,
who kept rushing everyone along because he was going to God knows where at midnight. I don't know why. It's the best day of the year. Why are we rushing it along? Why can't I take 30 seconds for my pick?
Yeah, he has
a lot. Who is he to play God?
He's full of a lot of vitriol, and he can't just spread it out amongst 10 guys. He needs to head out to Hollywood and share it.
What's that phrase, vim and vigor?
Yeah, I think it's...
He's the opposite of that.
That's what it is, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, so. He's a courageous.
But I'm excited. A lot of football coming up.
Yeah, and I actually end up with Brady with the sixth pick, which I feel pretty good about. We'll see.
You do. You weren't going into the draft looking to get him, I don't think. But
I wasn't until about a week before when I got the word that he was okay. But
right.
We will see. Their schedule is almost criminal.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty good.
Two hard games all year, and somehow... What do you think of this whole thing with the divisional setups?
Hold on. Did you know, I look back, did you know had they won the Super Bowl, they would have been like one of the only undefeated teams ever?
Yeah, I knew that, yeah.
I didn't even know. I caught that in my research.
Yeah, but. I saw that. Yeah, that's fantastic. All right, well, let's do the lines. And I swear I have not looked at any of the matchups. The only thing I know is that the Pats are playing KC.
Right.
And I have not looked at anything else, so let's do it.
All right, well, you're going to... I'm the one who's going to be accused of lying here because I pick them ahead of time and then look at the lines. But I did nail the first one right on the head. Washington at New York. That's the Giants. And what do you think, Thursday night?
That's a Thursday night game?
Yep.
Feels like probably Giants by 6.5.
Ooh. It's actually Giant. I had it on the head. Giants by 4.
Oof. Not a lot of respect for the defending champs.
Yeah, well, this is what I mean. You're right. The Super Bowl champs favored by only 4 at home against like a team that barely over 500. This is not a good Giants team. I hate that this is the first game. As a Cowboys fan, I waited so many weeks, 30-something weeks, and I can't even root for anyone in this game.
So you're going to abstain? Well, I have an idea. Why don't you gamble on one of the two teams?
You could do that?
Yeah.
Well,
then you have a vested interest in who wins.
I'll see. I can't
think about that.
Advice, but maybe I'll do that, yeah.
Okay.
All right, Seattle at Buffalo is next. Kicks us off Sunday.
Buffalo getting a little late buzz. Mm. I like Buffalo in this game. I'm going to say this is a Seattle by 1.
All right, I think we tie on this, right? Because I had Buffalo by 3, and it's Buffalo by 1. Mm. So, it's close.
Do we know who's running the ball for Seattle? They're just doing the 7-man thing.
Yeah, they're going to Morris and Jones and everybody. But I guess if you're going to play at Buffalo, this is kind of the time of year you want to do it.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
But, yeah, no, I agree. I don't know. I actually thought Buffalo would be higher, and Seattle's banged up. And, you know, our Dave says the Bills win that division this year, you know.
He picked the Bills defense in our fantasy draft, which is one of his 12 terrible picks. I've really never seen anybody self-destruct during a draft like that. I mean, really, like six straight terrible picks. But anyway,
I know. I can't say anything. I thought you were gonna you blew it with Welker in the first round or whatever you did last year, and you ended up winning it all.
That was great. I love the respect that was accorded to me this year. Every pick I made, everybody was afraid to make fun of it. It was nice.
Except for Randy, you did have a lot of respect at that table.
Except for him.
Detroit at Atlanta.
God, am I wrong for thinking we just go against Matt Ryan for like six straight weeks?
Yeah, maybe.
I didn't even think he was good at BC.
Mm-hmm. This is interesting because it's a low spread. Well, I'll let you guess, and then
I'm gonna say Detroit by 4.5.
All right, well, I got this. I said Detroit by 3.5. It's Detroit by 3, actually. And there's a lot of pressure on this Matt Ryan, right? I mean. Mm. You know, now he's got to actually keep games close. He can't even get blown out the first week.
Yeah.
Seems like a lot. I mean.
And the Lions, you know, they have their annual get everyone excited September ready in the works. Yeah.
It's a shame one of these teams has to be undefeated after week one, but it looks like that's going to be the case. And then Cincy at Baltimore, that's an early game as well. I was way off in this one.
That's one of those games I'm actually going to be interested to see because I don't have a feel for either of those teams.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Baltimore by 4.
Yeah, see what I mean? I said Baltimore by 3.5, and it's Cincinnati by 1.5.
In Baltimore?
It doesn't make a lot of sense, right? I know they're banged up with McGahee. May have to split time early on. But,
that's saying the Bengals are good. With that
Joe
line.
Flacco's the quarterback, too, for Baltimore.
So that's an anti-Joe Flacco line.
Yeah. Why are they so anti-Joe Flacco all of a sudden?
I don't know, but anti-Flacco is kind of fun to say. I mean, is he really going to be worse than 15 of the other guys that are starting this week?
No, he can't. They just hand it off and throw slants all day anyway, right? Isn't that the idea?
I don't like that Bengals team. All right. Yeah.
St. Louis at Philly.
Ooh, Philly getting a lot of buzz. This feels like a blowout to me. This feels like a three-team teaser, potentially.
Ooh, all right.
I'm going to say Philly by 7.5.
Wow, you nailed it exactly. I thought it was smaller. I said 4.5, but you got it right on the head.
I will be teasing the living hell out of that one.
I thought that's too much for Philly to give. Don't forget, the Rams are like healthy for exactly 3 weeks before that team falls apart. But
they stink.
They are lousy. Houston at Pittsburgh.
Feels like a high-scoring game, potentially.
Yeah,
I'm going to say Pittsburgh by 6.
Nice. You get that one, too. It's 6.5. I said 5.5.
Okay.
They'll probably end up right around there. Jacksonville, Tennessee, probably the best early game Sunday.
Yeah, it's a nice one. Nice physical game. Probably like a 19-16 type game?
Yeah, we should hope that many points.
Jacksonville at Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. I was way off in this one, too.
I am of the opinion that Vegas will accord Jacksonville the proper amount of respect after their nice season last year. So I'm going to say Jacksonville by 3.5.
Wow. All right, you're on fire. It's 3. I said Tennessee would be favored by 1, but what do I know? But I think you're right. I think you take Jacksonville, too. Anytime this year they're favored by around 3, or they're going to be good. They're going to rack up 12 wins again, right?
Yeah, I'd love to do the whole thing where they overachieved last year and they're going to fall back to earth, but that was a good team, and they really played the Pats well, I thought, in that last playoff game.
Well, the only thing I'm worried about is the thuggery, all the arrests, and then there's the lineman shot.
Yeah, having a shot offensive lineman in the week of the season is not a good omen. But he wasn't one of their main guys, though, was he?
No, not anymore, that's for sure.
Well, definitely not anymore, but
I
like that Jags team. And also, didn't they went and got Greg Williams, right?
Mm-hmm.
To defensive coordinator. I like when my coordinators are overqualified.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay at New Orleans.
What do we make of this New Orleans team?
Well, after you pick the line, the spread.
Oh, you want to wait till I pick. All right.
Yeah, well, I hit this exact, but go ahead.
I'm going to say New Orleans by one.
I said New Orleans by three, and it is New Orleans by three. And I think this is a sucker bet of the week. I think everyone wants New Orleans to be great this year, and maybe they will make the playoffs or win the division. But, well, I see Tampa sneaking up on them this week.
They didn't reflect at all, the whole hurricane. Maybe my house is going to be annihilated on Monday, and that how that would affect the guys, how they prepared for Sunday's game. That I threw in an extra 2 points there because of that.
Yeah.
Hurricane Gustav.
No, they're probably just relieved that they have, like you said, they have their houses intact. And
but they still spent all day Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday agonizing over how bad this hurricane was going to be, and now they have to play on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's
minor,
a good way to
minor play. Upset here. Minor upset, I think.
I like that call.
All right. Casey at New England, that's your team.
That's my team, apparently. Man, you can't ask for a better week one draw than KC.
How does it happen?
I mean, I don't know.
If a seventh-string receiver hadn't caught a ball with his helmet in the Super Bowl, I would say you guys are the luckiest team of the century. How do you end up with this schedule? It's amazing to me.
I'm going
to
say...
You don't have to defend it.
I'm not going to defend it. I mean, listen, I'm done defending the Pats.
All right.
It is what it is. I'm going to say Pats by 14.
It's 16 and a half. I said 15. That's a lot of points opening day.
Kind of like the Chiefs.
Yeah, but do you dare put a Brody
Pats are
Crowell,
banged up.
What's Brody Crowell going to do against your defense?
I don't think he does anything. I think they just hand off and try to keep it close.
I mean, you might 17-0 could be the final. You could score 17, right?
Yeah, no, believe me, I'll talk myself into the Pats, but they are a little banged up, and I don't. Anybody who watched any of those preseason games does not feel nearly as good as they did last year about this team.
All right. Well, next, I like this game too. Jets at Miami.
Ooh.
Pennington against the old team. Really shaped up nicely.
And don't you feel like Pennington maybe sticks it to him?
I could see it. I could see it.
Like they get like the Ted Ginn Jr. kick return and like some cheap 78-yard fumble recovery touchdown and somehow pull this up.
You get excited for the Jets and then you watch Thomas Jones run into his own pulling guard three times and you're like, all right, I'm shutting this game off watching it.
I'm going to say the Jets are favored by 3.5, but I'm intrigued by Miami.
So you get that one too. I said Miami. I said actually this would be a pick and it's Jets by 3.
That's a fair line. I think that's fair.
Yeah. I'd stay away from that gambling-wise.
Yes, I would.
And then there's three afternoon games, late afternoon on the East Coast. Arizona at San Francisco.
Oof.
Way off in this one, too.
Warner's QB, definitely.
Yes.
They didn't change their mind on that. No. I don't understand why they keep sticking it to Matt Leinart.
Yeah.
Like, hey, he's my guy. We give him every chance. And then they just keep pulling the rug off from under him. I'm going to say Arizona by 3.5.
I thought it was San Francisco by 2. It's Arizona by 2.5. So you get that one, too. I'm way off on some of these. Vegas, there's some kind of conspiracy against JT O'Sullivan, Mike Martz combination. They need to launch an investigation. Why?
By the way, doesn't San Francisco look like a juicy pick in that one? Because that line will go to 3 by game time.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And that's one of those sucker bets where, like, oh, Arizona, they're going to be good this year. And both teams suck equally.
Well, so far we have Atlanta, Tennessee, Miami, and pretty much San Francisco are 3-point underdogs. And
that's
something to look into. Maybe 2 or 3 of those teams win.
Or maybe 2 or 3 of those teams get killed by 20 points.
Yeah, they probably lose by 40.
Yeah.
Carolina at San Diego.
That's a nice game.
Yeah.
You don't like that game?
Well, Vegas doesn't think so. I'll give you a little hint at that.
Well, I would expect they didn't, but I think Carolina's a little frisky.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say San Diego by 8.
Yeah, you got that. You're on a roll here. It's San Diego by 9. I had 6. I thought it was too many. I guess Steve Smith is out. I understand that. But I don't know. San Diego, the best defensive player could tear the rest of his ligaments during warm-up, and then all of a sudden, that's a pick'em, I think.
I think the Sean Merriman thing ends like it did for that Chinese hurdler. Remember that guy, Li
Jiang? What happened? What did he do?
He was hurt, and then they were like, oh, he's going to gut it out, and he came out in the stadium, and then he was just like, nah, and then he ran back out, and fans were crying. I think that's how the Merriman thing plays out. I think he stretches before week one, and we never see him again.
I thought I was setting you up for a joke about a Chinese hurdler, but there actually was someone that figured in. Okay.
If I had made that joke, it would have been edited.
I would take the point in that. But
I think I would, too. And also, the whole no Steve Smith thing is kind of a bummer. Mm.
Yeah. The premier game of the week, at least for the late afternoon, Dallas at Cleveland.
Mm.
All right, boys.
A lot of fantasy guys in this game.
Yeah, there are. A lot of guys hurt for Cleveland, too.
Like who?
Well, I mean, they have the Red Cross again next to them, like Winslow and even Braylon Edwards.
I looked at my fantasy team that I picked last night, and I had like 5 Red Crosses. I was like, hey, it's not even week one yet. I have 5 Red Crosses. I hate the Red Cross.
It's not good.
Well, as I've told you, and it's not a reverse jinx, I really like this Dallas team, and I just think they're going to score a lot of points.
How dare
week.
You do this so early?
I'm just saying, I like them. I think they're going to put up 38 a game.
You know what's funny? The Hard Knocks finished strong for a thing. You know, you laugh, they're like, oh, it doesn't matter. I mean, these guys are going to make the team. Like, almost all those guys profiled got cut. It's amazing.
Yeah. I also think they ran out of potential guys that they could have profiled.
They must have. But I think the league got involved and said, look, this is too much of a juggernaut. You have to cut everybody that we showed on camera this year except Pac-Man, T.O., and Romo.
Did Hard Knocks make you feel better or worse about the Cowboys?
No, I think better. You know what I like? I like that they went to Oxnard and there wasn't one incident. They were in Oxnard, California, which is about 40 miles from L.A., and no one went to the Sky Bar and got drunk and did inappropriate things to hookers or anything. I mean, it wasn't even close. So,
well, there
I like
was
that
a
much.
The one inappropriate incident was Dennis Miller showing up, like a VIP.
Apparently, he lives close, but
I like Dennis Miller. It was just kind of funny. It was like President Bush had showed up. Dennis Miller.
he and T.O. have the same sense of humor. Exactly the same references passed back and forth. It's funny to watch.
It's all the pop culture references.
Yeah.
I am going to say Dallas is favored by 4.5, and I'm also going to predict the final score of Dallas 38, Cleveland 28.
Well, good for you. I said 4.5 also. It's actually 5.5, and I say 55-10. I might be a little biased, but I think the Browns flop a little this year, and they can't come back from this devastating opening loss. 55-10.
Interesting. I like that. So I have two teams for my tees.
There you go. Yeah.
I have Dallas and I have Philly, and I need one more.
Yeah, and you're up 8-7 with 3 games left, and Chicago at Indy is the Sunday night game.
Wow. Interesting.
Now, Indy was in the night game. I guess it was a Thursday night game last year that kicked things off, and they ended up slaughtering the Saints. They got off to a slow start. I wonder, is this the same type of thing?
I just broke my record for most times I use the word interesting in a podcast. I'd like to congratulate myself.
A lot of interesting lines. It can't be blamed.
It's at Indy or it's at Chicago?
At Indy.
Oh, man, I just don't think Chicago's going to be able to score. And I think this is low scoring. But I'm going to say Indy by... I'm throwing in the Indy tax, so I'm going to say Indy by 9.5.
Oh, come on. You got it exactly right.
Because I would have said 7.5, but they always get the extra 2 points because nobody knows if they're going to score 50.
I said 8.5. Yeah.
I'm on fire.
Yeah, you're good. Well, Kyle Orton this week, right? And then Grossman next week. What a sin that they haven't drafted a quarterback in 3 or 4 years.
I'm a little scared of this Colts team because if Harrison does come back and we don't know, like if he can be 80% of what he was, those are pretty. Yeah, those three receivers, I think Gonzalez is legit. And then Dallas Clark, as long as he's healthy. It's a pretty scary offense.
Monday night, Minnesota at Green Bay. That's a fun game.
So there's two Monday night games.
Yeah, there's two. That's the first one. It's an earlier one.
This is some game. I really don't. I can honestly say I have no idea what to expect in this game. I'm prepared for 8 different scenarios.
Mm.
But I will say, Green Bay by 3.5.
All right, that's it. I said 2, and it's 3, and you get that one. And you
so it's 3.
Clinch the week with that. Yeah,
So Tavares Jackson on the road, Lambeau Field on Monday night, and he is only getting 3 points.
I think Vegas and Peter King love the Vikings this year.
Good. That's good for us. I'm gonna be banging the Packers in that one.
Yeah, let's see. I'm not sold on this defense. Maybe it's as great as they say, but
whose defense? Minnie's?
Yeah, I mean it'll be good, but Green Bay at home, it should be higher, I think.
Green Bay's, you know, it's they have all the pieces in place really, except for the, you know, in the understatement of the century, the Rodgers has to be, I think, decent. If he's decent, that's probably, you know, in the NFC Championship game, that team.
Yeah, I just saw him torch my Cowboys defense in last year and almost came back and from a dead in the water game. So
I don't see the Minnesota case at all. I don't get it.
No.
For that in that game. Go ahead.
Denver at Oakland, final game of the week. I hit this exact, so you could. No, 7 doesn't really matter.
I'm gonna say Denver by 2.5.
All right, it's Denver by 3.
Ah.
At Oakland. One of those home teams is going to lose, right?
Yeah.
Do
we know who's announcing Denver-Oakland?
No. No, did they say it? Why?
Because I feel like the worse the announcers are, the worse the game will be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll see. Well, Denver-Oakland, I don't know what to expect from either of those teams. That's a pretty bad game.
I don't understand.
The two Monday night games in a row, I'm not a big fan of.
I don't like it either. I don't like it either. Especially I look and I have like I'm facing like 4 guys in fantasy on Monday night, and I never like that.
All right, so let's start a new feature called the teaser of the week.
All right. I'm glad, by the way, we didn't establish stakes in the beginning because you won this week pretty handily.
Stakes. Yeah, we probably should have done that.
All right, next week we'll figure it out.
Well, you could still do it unless you're chicken.
Of course I'm chicken, yeah.
Okay.
Let's do
teaser of the week, and I'll get Joe Mead to get us a sponsor for this.
All right.
Viagra. The Viagra now, teaser of the week.
Nice. Now, a teaser is when you subtract 6 points to the from a favorite.
And both teams have to win.
Both teams basically have to win. So you want to pick lines that are around 6 or 7.
Well, you can do 2 teams and move the line 6 points in each game, or you can do 3 teams and move it 10 points. But Sal and I do not advocate the 3-team tease.
No, not even really the 2-team teaser, but you'll lose only 3 times as much as you win versus 4.
Well, I got to say, I like Philly-Dallas.
Yeah.
If that one loses, then God bless it.
Yeah. How many times are we going to say that this year? So you don't like Pittsburgh-Dallas? You like Philly-Dallas?
Pittsburgh is the second thing in the tease?
Yeah.
Who are they playing again?
They're home against Houston. You know what, though? I'm going to say New England-Dallas. Your Patriots win by 2 touchdowns in that game. If you can get that spread down to 10 or 10.5, that's a win.
Well, what if you do New England-Dallas and Philly, and you move it 10 points each team?
I like all 3 of those winning. But your Patriots aren't gonna screw up.
They're not my Patriots. They're just the Patriots.
No, they're yours.
They broke my heart. No, they broke my heart.
One day they're going to be all yours. Everyone's going to jump off that bandwagon.
Hey, one last thing.
Yeah.
You know our producer, Joe Mead?
Sure.
The guy that you call? He's getting married in a week and a half.
No, he isn't.
Yeah, I know. And I told him that we'd devote like 2 minutes to just try to stop it.
Where is he getting married?
Joe, where are you getting married?
Getting married on Lake Erie out in western New York.
I have a couple of issues here. First of all, Joe is only 25.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
I mean, at least wait till your late 20s, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, look at Don Draper on Mad Men. He got married early, and he can't help himself now.
Yeah. You're doing a foolish thing, Joe. You have a great life coordinating F-list celebrities like me and Bill Simmons talking about the lines each day on a podcast. And
why would you mess that up?
And you're blowing it. You're just blowing it.
I know. It's been a dream come true working with you guys. A real treat.
Joe, how many years has it been with this lady?
We've been dating for 5 years.
Ooh, 5 years. So you got engaged like after 3.5? She started putting pressure on you?
Yeah.
3 years, 9 months?
No pressure, Bill.
No pressure?
No pressure.
How much you spend on the ring, Joe?
I got multiple rings, Sal.
These are personal questions.
Sal, I work at ESPN.
Yeah.
How many people at the wedding?
I think there'll be about 125.
Nice. And we're not invited at all?
Is she... Yeah, we didn't get the invite. Where's my invite?
I'm sorry, Bill. I must have went to your old address.
So there's no going back now?
No, there's definitely not. I mean, we've... 5 years, Bill. I mean, I think that's the preseason schedule, and then you get on with it.
If I sent you a signed poster of me with a sad look on my face and the graphics said, "Welcome to Hell," would you guys frame that in the living room or anything, or no?
We would maybe frame that, put it in a garage.
Joe, I think this guy's too far gone, Bill. The only thing I could say, Joe, is the only advice I can give you, two-team teaser, New England, Dallas. You'll have a little money in your pocket to pay for flowers and whatever.
All right, Joe, we did our best. Listen, we wish you years and years of marital bliss.
I appreciate it. I tried to work in the Kirilenko clause.
Interesting.
She wasn't having that. Threatened to go Jackie Christie on me.
Joe, just remember, once that wedding happens and they get over the initial giddiness of like 2-3 months of, wow, this is great, I don't have to worry about the wedding anymore, a switch goes off. And you're going to know what I mean. What is today, September? Like right after Christmas, maybe like January, that switch is going to turn.
Yep, and it'll be as sudden as the switch that interrupted our podcast, which no one really heard about 10 minutes ago, went off. You'll see, it'll be just like that. You won't know what hit you.
All right, well, we did our best. Joe, we are, in all seriousness, so we're happy for you. And hey, who is going to do our podcast when you're not here?
I don't know. I think we'll just cancel it.
Yeah, we're just going to talk really loud for people to hear.
No, we got plenty of talent in the podcast studios. Oh. We'll get someone in.
All right. So 125-person wedding, Lake Erie. Sal, I think we could still crash it.
Yeah, we might still go. Is it congratulations getting married during football season.
Whose decision was that?
Yeah, almost an even more foolish move than getting married alone. But
We got to talk about that, by the way, before you go. Yeah. Our friend Daniel, allegedly the biggest Red Sox fan of all time.
Yeah.
Schedules his wedding for, what is it, October 11th?
It's October 12th, yeah.
October 12th?
Whatever the Saturday is, yeah.
So it's basically right there in the baseball playoffs, and we all have to fly to Texas, and it's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday wedding, which I think will be, when did the baseball playoffs start?
The first day of October, whatever that Tuesday is.
So it'll be potentially second round. It'll be like games 3, 4, 5 of the second round.
Right, August 30th, the playoff starts, I believe. September 30th, right?
Yeah. It's just, if you're a sports fan...
No, he can't even say he's a sports fan anymore. He just can't say it, that's all.
First of all, I don't see how you get married during football season unless there are, like, you know, legitimate family reasons. Mm-hmm. And I would need at least 5 reasons. So I'm not going to make Joe go through that, but I hope he has at least 5 reasons for the September 13th wedding.
But Joe, at least, you know, whatever, he may not have had a choice to get married in the summer. He doesn't have money. This guy's got a ton of money.
Yeah, that's true.
I hope his wife realizes that.
That's the rub of this whole thing, is he could have picked any month, and he picked second-round baseball playoffs.
Right.
But it's just...
Well, we'll see. It's coming out of his gift for sure.
All right, Joe, we wish you years and years and decades of marital bliss.
I appreciate it, guys. And hey, I can one up that the baseball playoffs. We're getting married September 13th. We're both Notre Dame grads, and it's ND Michigan at the same time as the wedding.
Oh no! Oh no!
You stayed in the circle, huh, Joe?
You bet.
Interesting.
This is really rough. I only took a few years of marital bliss. I don't want you to do better than me.
It's interesting with the Jesuit Catholic schools that. They always kind of stay within the circle for the most part.
Mm-hmm. God bless them.
Joe, you have a lot of friends marrying other Notre Dame grads, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it kind of happens. They people just like the other Jesuit grads. They fall in love, that's it. I have a lot of Holy Cross friends who married.
I think Joe's about to cry.
Well, we at least made him reconsider it, right?
Yeah.
All right, and if he can get through this, then he's going to feel really good.
Yeah, get back to us next week, Joe. Let us know if we did any good.
No, he's not going to be there next week.
Oh, really? Well, maybe he will. I'm hoping he reconsidered.
Are you going to be there next week, Joe?
I'll be available to call into the show, but I'll be out at Lake Erie.
Wait, did you have a bachelor party?
We had a little something the last weekend.
A little something? Interesting.
A little something.
You don't want to give out any details. Please tell me that little something didn't happen in West Hartford.
No, it was low key in New York City. We went to the U.S. Open.
Oh my God! Mm. All right, I'm hanging up.
See you next week in the BS Report.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
All right, Sal. So talk to you next week.
See ya.
Bye bye.
Whoa.
Thank you for downloading the BS Report with Bill Simmons.
Too much fun.
Check out more podcasts at the iTunes Music Store or at Podcenter at ESPNRadio.com.
Peace out.